This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Cyclone Freddy battered central Mozambique on Sunday after making landfall for a second time in a month, breaking records for the duration and strength of tropical storms in the southern hemisphere. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Cyclone Freddy battered central Mozambique on Sunday after making landfall for a second time in a month, breaking records for the duration and strength of tropical storms in the southern hemisphere. Footage released by UNICEF shows strong winds and heavy rain hitting the central port town of Quelimane as residents battled the storm. Communications and electricity supply in the storm area have been cut, so the extent of the damage and number of casualties was not immediately clear. But more than 171,000 people were affected after the cyclone swept through southern Mozambique last month. 27 people died across Mozambique and Madagascar.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting.
Менш ніж за один тиждень, за час із 6 березня, і лише на одному.
That's Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying in less than a week, starting from March the 6th, we managed to kill more than 1,100 enemy soldiers in the Bakhmut sector alone. He said those deaths are an irreversible loss for Russia. Zelensky added that at least 1,500 more soldiers were wounded too seriously to go back to the battlefield. He made these comments in his nightly video address to the nation. Zelensky added that dozens of pieces of enemy equipment were destroyed, as were more than 10 Russian ammunition depots. His report was not independently verified. Authorities say rebels in eastern Congo killed at least 19 people and set fire to a health center and houses. The former governor of North Kivu province told state media Sunday that gunmen suspected of being part of the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, attacked civilians. VOA News. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence offered his most forceful rebuke to date of his one-time boss Donald Trump, saying history will hold him accountable for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol complex. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence offered his most forceful rebuke to date of his one-time boss, Donald Trump, saying that history will hold him accountable for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. On Saturday night, Pence told assembled journalists and their guests at the Gridiron Dinner, an annual white tie event in Washington, D.C., that President Trump was wrong, adding, quote, "I had no right to overturn the election, and his reckless words endangered my family and everyone at the Capitol that day." Pence was in the Capitol when thousands of Trump supporters breached the building in an attempt to stop Congress from certifying the results of the 2020 presidential election, which Trump lost to Joe Biden.
Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Syria's state news agency says Israeli missiles have targeted a western city, wounding three soldiers. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Sana'a said Sunday the missiles were fired in Hama province at dawn. Other local media reported that Syria's air defenses shot several of them down. No deaths were immediately reported. Photos from Sana'a show the missiles may have landed on farmland. Israel has staged hundreds of strikes on targets in Syria over the years. However, it rarely acknowledges or discusses such operations. It says it targets bases of Iran-allied militias, notably Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak flew to the United States on Sunday to meet U.S. President Joe Biden and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in order to finalize details of a submarine pact aimed at countering China. Britain, the U.S. and Australia announced the AUKUS, Australia-UK-U.S. plan in 2021 as part of efforts to counter China's growing military footprint in the Indo-Pacific region. The meeting in San Diego on Monday is expected to decide next steps for Australia to receive nuclear-powered submarines. Under the initial AUKUS deal announced in 2021, the United States and Britain agreed to provide Australia with the technology and capability for nuclear-powered submarines. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko arrived in Iran on Sunday for an official visit to mark 30 years of diplomatic ties between the two countries. Upon his arrival, Lukashenko was greeted by Iran's Minister of Industry, Mining and Trade. He's also expected to meet Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi and Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.